Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So yesterday I announced that Dr. Oz was going to be running for Senate as a Republican in Pennsylvania. And I got this, a listener sent me a really long email to let me know that Dr. Oz has a very long history of peddling medical misinformation. And I'm like, yeah, of course. That's why he's running as a Republican. Those are the people who are going to vote for him. It fits. So when it fits, understand it's who they are. Now, he claims he's a moderate. That was back, 2007. Still was Trump's guy on health and fitness. So we will see. We'll see what Dr. Oz brings. We'll see if Oprah actually comes out and supports him. But here to share some thoughts on, the top stories of the day. I've asked our good friend Max Burns to come talk with us. Max is a Democratic strategist, also daily columnist over at the Daily Beast. He's got a new piece out we're going to talk a little bit about. But Max, thanks for taking time for us.
Anytime. How are you?
I am good. So let me ask you, what do you think? Dr. Oz for Senate? What do you think?
I'm all in. I've been saying for years that what the country needs is someone who has no idea why he's there. I mean, he doesn't live in Pennsylvania. He was only a Republican as of about 2 days ago. The guy doesn't seem to have any idea what the Senate does. Sure, sounds great. I'm sure he's going to do fantastic.
And that is exactly why the Republicans will vote for him, because they're the party of, let's destroy government and let's have the dumbest. I'm not saying he's dumb, but politically the dumbest guy in the room running things.
Yeah, at this point, you need to essentially be a very successful con man to even get a hearing within the Republican Party. If you haven't defrauded at least 100,000 Americans, you're not qualified to be a member of the Republican Party at this point. And it really is, though, on a more serious note, it's deeply unfortunate because Dr. Oz's nonsensical quack advice has actually hurt people. And that's something he has never fully accounted for. And I hope this at least gives people a chance to hold his feet to the fire on that kind of stuff.
Now, I'm wondering, now that you're going into the big fishbowl, how much of that starts coming out? And look, do Republican voters care? And this is where I'm at. I don't think they care. I don't care what he does, how horrible it is. I don't think they care.
No, and Dr. Oz, what's fascinating, if you watch his intro video, spends the first minute or two bashing Donald Trump for how many people his ineptitude killed with regards to COVID, and then says, you know, too many people have died. This is the same Dr. Oz who was on Fox News saying 2-3% of American school kids could die of COVID, but that's, you know, worth the cost of keeping schools open. That's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
So apparently Dr. Oz has a wildly different scale on acceptable death than I think the rest of us do.
It's crazy times. And I'll tell you, I'm really concerned because here's somebody who has the means. He's got name recognition. And there are people, he's Donald Trump's guy. Click. Really, really concerning. Speaking of Donald Trump's guy, today, the January 6th committee voted 9-0 to hold Trump's former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark in contempt. Evidently, Clark was one of the key figures in Trump's effort to overturn the election. Evidently, what I'm hearing, he's now come around and said that he'll come in, but he's going to plead the fifth. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, and it's looking now like the move on Steve Bannon to arrest him and indict him federally for contempt has really loosened a lot of tongues. I know Mark Meadows said he's coming in. A few others have said that they'll come in and cooperate. A few are trying to negotiate conditions as if this is a business deal and not an investigation into undermining the American Republic. But you know, I think it's important that Steve Bannon saw consequences. I think that reasserted the power of the congressional subpoena, and it's going to keep this congressional committee moving in a way that it was not before.
No, this is good. And look, I don't care if you go in there and you plead the fifth to everything. You got to sit in the seat. It's your right to plead the fifth, and it's my right to go, well, what are you hiding? And have people keep digging, but you got to be in that seat.
Yeah, that's right. And if it's going to be a circus, which it might, we saw with Corey Lewandowski during the Trump impeachment, he didn't plead the fifth. He didn't refuse to go. He went and made a circus out of his hearing. But it's important that the American people see that. They see that these people aren't serious, that they have contempt for democracy. They have contempt for you and for me. And I think that that played a powerful role in 2020. Yeah. So if they want to sit there and refuse to help investigate one of the biggest civil insurrections in American history, I think the American people should know that.
No, I'm right there with you. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're Max Burns, Democratic strategist, columnist over at The Daily Beast. You can check out his work at The Daily Beast there. He's got a new piece out today's Supreme Court. It's titled Supreme Court Makes Clear the Unthinkable is Here on Abortion. Do you think it was unthinkable? I've been saying this is what this court was assembled for. They're just doing what was preordained. There's no surprise here.
Yeah, this is one of the only times I had an argument with my editor because it's quite thinkable. This has been Mitch McConnell and before him, generations of Republican leaders' plan from the beginning to say, we're not going to bother with legislation. We're not going to bother with doing things. We're going to focus just on courts. And when we get enough, you're going to see why that was such a smart investment. And, you know, in a very grim view, it seems to have been an investment that paid off. But if Republicans succeed in toppling Roe versus Wade, they're almost assured to topple themselves along with it, because now they'll be forced to defend doing something that upwards of 80% of Americans, including almost half of Republicans, support.
Yeah,
that's something Democrats are dreaming.
No, this is one of those cases where the dog has caught the car, and you got to be wondering, you know, where they go, because once this issue goes away, they have nothing really to keep people stupid over. It's going to revert back to the states, and that's where, you know, I've been saying the activism then begins, because some of these solidly red states could then be somewhat in play for moderate Democrats who are saying, no, we want the right to have women to have the right to choose. We don't want working class and poor women dead in back alleys. We don't want to return to those days.
And I think that's a powerful message. We saw that suburban Republican women who sort of abandoned the GOP in 2020 to support Biden sort of trickled back with Terry McAuliffe in Virginia in 2021. Those are the voters who may be fiscally conservative. They may not like critical race theory or whatever Republicans have concocted today, but they also vehemently support abortion rights and always have. And they were willing to overlook what they saw as theatrical Republican opposition to abortion. But now that Republicans are actually taking your rights away, those suburban Republican women are not laughing. And those are the people who are going to be the margin for whether Democrats hold the House and Senate or not.
Yeah. No, I had someone, you know, say to me today, you know, boy, do you think they'll overturn 50 years of decided law? And I'm like, yeah, of course they will. They did it to the Abood decision a couple of years ago that made this country a right to work country for public sector workers. And they didn't think twice. Trust me, this is their goal. They're going to do it.
It is. And there's an excellent point that a spokesman for NARAL made in my column, which is that this is a similar situation to the Affordable Care Act. People got complacent. They said, there's never going to be a time when the Supreme Court would strike down ACA. It's too embedded in our society. And yet, when those people got complacent, didn't show up to the polls, Republicans were elected who ultimately put judges in who have weakened ACA. They're doing the same thing with abortion rights. They will do the same thing with gay and trans rights. This is a strategy that now Republicans know can work. They have the court they've waited for, and now it's just getting as many test cases in line as possible.
Now, what I found interesting is the Mississippi case, you know, was written in a way that would go, you know, kind of halfway. You know, we're gonna, and I think a lot of people were thinking, you know, they're going to incrementally move their way towards undoing the whole thing. And now some of the responses I'm seeing are going, no, they're accelerating that move to undoing it now. Do you get the same thoughts?
Yeah, this is a bigger swing than I think some people expected. As you saw, Brett Kavanaugh essentially making a states' rights argument on this. And, you know, as we've all seen from the past, that never ends well. The states rarely ever get in the business of giving people rights. It's mainly a state's right to take away something from you. We saw Samuel Alito in one of the most disgusting things I have ever seen in politics compare the Roe versus Wade abortion law to Plessy versus Ferguson, the law that said Black Americans weren't people and couldn't file cases in court, and said both were wrongly decided and both should go. I mean, we've reached a level of mask off rhetoric that Democrats can listen to now or they can ignore. Yeah. And if we do not make abortion the issue for this campaign cycle, that will be our failing for generations to come.
Not just abortion. I mean, you know, voting rights, another part of this, workers' rights. There's so much that, you know, where I started with this, Max, is, you know, the reality is you've got one political party who's hell bent on tearing down the 20th century. You've got one political party who wants to take us back to the Stone Ages, and you've got another that I don't see doing enough. And I'm at this point where, you know, you got to do something. You got to ball up your little digits, get in there and throw some punches. At this point, there should be legislation put forth, and we should be doing something on the filibuster to ensure that people's rights are in place.
Yep, and I think you may see some momentum on that. I saw Susan Collins mentioned that she was now in support of a law codifying Roe versus Wade through Congress. That's going to require getting rid of the filibuster, which she does not support. So until she supports that, she really doesn't support any kind of abortion rights.
Right. It's all rhetoric.
The conversations. Yeah.
It's all rhetoric.
These are the conversations we need to have on the campaign trail. Because if you'll notice, for all of their aggression in the courts, Republicans are almost totally silent about abortion on the campaign trail. They want to talk about anything but abortion because they know that their own voters want them to keep Roe versus Wade. So the more Democrats force this conversation, the more we're setting the stage for 2022 in a way that Democrats can actually win.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to me, though. You've got the party of family values, or so they want us to believe, the folks who are the anti-abortion party. And you go, okay, well, if you're against abortion, how about making conditions so that people can bring children into this world and not bring them into poverty? You know, like universal pre-K, like, you know, family medical leave, the $250 a month to help keep kids out of poverty. You know, how about all of those things that are kind of in that Build Back Better plan that you're doing everything you can possibly do to make sure it doesn't pass? How about making the environment better for families to be able to bring children into this world instead of worrying about if they're going to be in poverty? How about doing that?
Yeah, I wish we could get any kind of good faith discussion going. I think of Amy Coney Barrett, who today said that essentially Roe versus Wade isn't needed anymore because of safe haven laws in 50 states that say you can give up an unwanted pregnancy, no questions asked. And that that essentially alleviates the need to have an abortion at all, since you don't have to raise the child. And Amy Coney Barrett knows the pain and the damage that pregnancy causes to you. Amy Coney Barrett has children of her own. You don't just spring back up from a pregnancy ready to get back to work and get the economy moving again. These are deeply disingenuous arguments, and they're meant to mask just how extreme the Supreme Court is about to go in its decision to kill Roe.
Yeah. Now, my next thought is, Max, and this is where, you know, again, I've said from the beginning, you know, and this is going years ago, that, you know, Roe is going to be the first domino to topple. The next one will eventually be Griswold. And I believe that kind of came up from Barrett today, didn't it? That she was kind of reassuring people that, you know, that's not what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it did. And what we've seen is that we can't trust the Supreme Court to enforce its own standards. What we saw today with John Roberts was the Mississippi Attorney General submitting one argument to the court in a written argument for how they were going to proceed with this case, and arriving to oral arguments, making a case entirely about killing Roe versus Wade, something they never mentioned in their written brief. Normally, that would get you tossed out for lack of merit. But John Roberts and the Republicans decided to allow this to continue. So it really is a free-for-all in the Supreme Court right now. It's hard to take seriously anything that they're putting forward.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those moments where you go, I had thought originally it was going to be a 5-4 decision. I thought Roberts would probably side with, but I'm kind of looking at it going, I think it's going to be 6-3.
Yeah, it likely will. And even if it's sort of narrowly tailored, that's still going to be devastating. Getting rid of the 24-week window, right now Mississippi has a 15-week ban. You can't get an abortion after 15 weeks. Passing this essentially kills Roe in practice. And it means that if you live in Florida, you're surrounded by states that have closed their abortion clinics legally under this new guidance. If you live in Miami, you would have to drive almost 700 miles before you get to the first abortion clinic. That's the reality of what this means. And that's what people need to know.
Yeah.
That's the story Democrats need to tell.
No, as I said from the beginning, rich people are going to get what they need, because they always do. Rich women will be fine. It's going to be the poor and the working class are the ones that suffer through all of this, and the ones that are in the horrible positions of the past. I mean, I remember my mother telling stories of, you know, of a friend who had to go to Kentucky, I guess it was, to get a backroom abortion, end up being botched, and the girl ended up dying. And, you know, she remembered that, and you know, that's not what I want for my daughters.
Yeah. And it's sad that we've reached this point of illegitimacy on the court. This Roe versus Wade has been upheld over the past 5 decades by Democratic courts, by Republican courts. The core points of Roe and then Casey after that have never really been seriously questioned. The fact that we've gone from a Supreme Court case that until today had almost nothing publicly to do with Roe to now being, hey, since we're here, let's take out abortion rights and save us another trip to Washington, I think really tells you exactly what Republicans prioritize, and it's not the law.
What's the message coming out of this? What's the, you know, is this now you start building on the state level to start fighting for those laws? What's the marching order out of this?
Yeah, it's time to fight. I think Democrats, in a very sad way that I wish was not necessary, have been gifted an issue that will win them the 2022 election. Abortion is, believe it or not, not divisive. 80% of Americans support legal abortion and protecting Roe. This is an argument that will cut to the core of a shaky Republican coalition, but we have to sell that argument. And that has to become our main driving argument. People will want to talk infrastructure, but we've got to stick with what wins.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how this comes out. When are we expecting a decision? What, sometime over the summer?
Yeah, this is going to come right as the 2022 campaign season starts heating up. So rest assured, all of the activist groups I've spoken to have already begun preparing for every potentiality.
Now, I'm expecting it to be dropped on the day they're heading out of town. cause a little chaos and find your way out of town. But Max, I appreciate the time. Great talking with you. Hope folks will check out the most recent article over at Daily Beast. The Supreme Court makes clear the unthinkable is here on abortion, written by Max Burns. Max, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff, our good friend Max Burns. Again, make sure you check out his work. We're going to take a quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.